We continue our learning of the Nishmas Rabbi Ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Bechoris Perek Vav Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Chanina Ben Antigonos Omer Sheyabelis Be'eno. Another mum. This is where there's a wart in its eye, and this could be where the wart is even in the white of the eye. Although we mentioned in the past that the white of the eye, because it doesn't affect the vision, would not be considered a mum if there's a blemish there. This is an exception, a wart, and the Gemara says there's some hair on the wart as well. That is considered a mum. In an animal, you could check the bechor based on that. If it's in the eye, even in the white of the eye, v'shenifgam etzem yadov etzem raglo, or there's a pigima, there's a defect, there's a notch where there's a piece missing, either in the foreleg or the hind leg. We mentioned before, we spoke about a fracture. The fracture is not noticeable necessarily, only when, let's say, when the animal limps. Here, you actually notice there's something missing. This is considered a mum in the foreleg or the hind leg. V'shenifzak atzmo shebefif, or let's say the etzem of the mouth has been split. This refers to the jawbone. The jawbone is split, and this is the gap that's past the front teeth. Where the front teeth are, we've mentioned in the past, even if there's a notch in the teeth themselves, or the teeth are worn down, that's a mum. Here, it's not affecting the teeth, it's beyond that area. That would be considered a problem if it's split, as the Mishnah says, shenifsak atzmo shebefiv, the etzem of the mouth is split. Eino achas gedola v'achas katana. One eye is large, one eye is small. That is considered a mum. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara says gedola kashel ego. We're speaking about a lamb or a goat, or a baby goat, a kid, and here the eye though looks like that of a calf, though it looks much larger. That's gedola. What's katana? Kashel avaz, the size of a goose. So there's a machlokes, how to understand the Mishnah. According to one explanation, what the Mishnah is saying is like this. If one eye is the size, let's say, of a lamb, so one eye is the size of an eagle of a calf, which is abnormal. But the other eye is normal. It's normal for a lamb. So according to one opinion, that's exactly what the Mishnah means. That's considered a mum. It's abnormal to have one eye so large, and that's the problem. According to the Rambam, though, he says this. He says, Rambam says, shetehe eino achas gedola kishel egel v'hashnia kitana kishel avas. It's where there's an aberration. Both are abnormal, meaning that one eye is the size of an egel for a lamb, which obviously is too large, and the other is the size of a goose, is very small. So the Rambam understands the Mishnah, it's when it says, achas gedola, achas ketana, it's where there's a shinui, there's a change, there's an abnormality in both of them. Then the Mishnah says, asno achas gedola, achas ketana. Let's say one ear is large and one is small. So this is really what it means. One ear is large, one is small. That's considered a mum. But then the Mishnah says, "Bamare avalo bamida." That's only where it's in appearance and not in measurement, which means that you have to notice it. If you look at the animal and from up close, you say, the ears look pretty much the same. Then as you get closer, you say, you know what? It looks like one may be larger than the other. Let me measure it. So that's not considered a mum. It's where bamare, it's where it's noticeable to all that one ear is larger than the other. That's considered a mum. Then Rabbi Yehuda Omer, achas mi beitz of gedola kishtayim b'chaverta. Rabbi Yehuda says another mum. If one of the testicles of the animal is double the size of the other, or more, obviously, that's considered a mum. And then the Mishnah says, v'lo hodu lo chacham. The chachamim did not admit to that. So what does that mean? The chachamim didn't admit. So it sounds like they hold that. It can be double size. Not a problem at all. And the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara asked, v'chachamim al kama. I mean, according to the chachamim, who didn't admit to Rabbi Yehuda that it's considered a mum if the testicle is larger, double the size of the other. So al kama, meaning how small can one be, can a testicle be, for it to be kosher? So Tanya, the Brisa brings, acherim orim afilu eina l'shnia el kepol, even the size of a bean, kshera, that would be kosher, so there's no problem at all according to the Chachamim. However, from the Rambam understands that lo hodu lo Chachamim is not that they didn't admit to Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like maybe everyone agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that if one of the beitzim is double the size of the other, that would be considered a mum. When it says v'lo hodu lo chachamim, it means they didn't admit to Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonos. He was the author of the Reisha of the Mishnah. And the last thing he said before Rabbi Yehuda came along was when he's speaking about the ears, where one ear is large and one ear is small. And it's to that the Chachamim did not admit to. Nothing to do with what Rabbi Yehuda said about the Beitzim, but rather where it says, Uzno Achas Gedolav Uzno Katana, on that the Chachamim disagreed. And not only that, when the Gemara asked, according to the Chachamim Ad Kama, how large or how small can it be? To what extent do we allow one to be larger than the other? That's not speaking about the Beitzim either. When it says, afilu eina l'shnia elo kepol k'shera, even if the other one is the size of a bean, that's not speaking about the testicle. That's speaking about the ear. And that's why the Rambam writes, and this is in this parish of our Mishnah, uledas chachamim, according to the chachamim, afilu ozno achas kepol, even if the ear is the size of a bean, k'shera. And that's how he rules in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, Perek Beis Halacha Beis. He says, im oisa ozin gedola of ozin kitana, afilu kitana ad kepol, even if it's very small, like the size of a bean, kosher. Perek Vav Mishnah Yudav. Zinav ha'egel she'ena magas la'arkov. If they have a calf's tail and it doesn't reach the arkov. The arkov is the knee. That's what we've spoken in Chulin in the third parak about the anatomy of the animal of the ruminants. And we said that there's an extra joint. Here we're speaking about the knee when it means where the thigh meets where the femur meets the tibia, where the thigh bone meets the calf bone. So what the Mishnah here is saying is that the zanava ego, when it comes to a calf, the tail of the calf that does not reach the arkov, doesn't reach the knee. So amru chachamim ko marbis ha-golem kain. That is that's normal. That's normal growth for calves. Kolzman shehin magdilin heinim tachos. As they grow, so the tail is also going to stretch out and is going to grow. And therefore, what does the Mishnah mean? Okay, so you have a zanava egel, doesn't reach the knee. Chachamim said, well, that's normal, and it grows with the animal. So Rashi understands the Mishnah to teach us that the zanav, if you have an egel, it's a calf, it's going to grow. So, and you see that the tail is very short, it doesn't reach the knee, doesn't reach the joint between the femur and the tibia. So that's going to be considered. That's going to be considered a mum because we expect it to grow. But the Rambam says, no, that's not what the Mishnah means. Kol marbis agolim kein ve'eno mum, meaning this is typical for agolim. I know it's going to grow. It's going to grow eventually afterwards. So it's a question what the Mishnah actually means. If you see the tail of an egel that doesn't reach the knee, so that's not, according to Rashi, that's what it's saying. That's not normal because it should be continued. It should have gone. It should have been growing further. But according to the Rambam, no, because it's going to continue to grow. I don't have to worry. Eventually, it'll reach that area. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah asks, okay, Le'eza Arkov Amru, what joint are we speaking about? So Rabbi Chanina ben Tikinos Omer, La'arkov Sheve'emtza Hayorech, as we explained, it's the Arkov, it's the joint between the femur and the tibia, that joint, not the one lower. Obviously, we don't expect the tail to go all the way down towards the next joint. Al'elu Mumin Shochatimes HaBachor, on these Mumin that we listed in our Perek, and even the ones we've just mentioned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Chanani ben Antigonos and Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel, which are other individuals who mentioned them, Rabbi Chanani ben Antigonos, but it's in our Mishnah, Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel was in the previous Mishnah. We spoke about the tail of the Gedi, that's similar to a pig, to that of a pig, or it doesn't have a minimum of three. If a sheep, let's say, doesn't have a minimum of three vertebrae, it's considered a mum. All of these that we had in our perek are upon these al elu mumin shochatinas abechor. We have the right, therefore, to shecht the bechor. It's no longer considered a tamim, and therefore can't be brought as a carbon. Therefore, you have the right to shecht it. Upsule hamukdashim niftin aleim. And if it were a carbon, and therefore would be disqualified to be brought as a carbon, of course you would redeem it based on these mumim. Why does the Mishnah have to mention these things? So the Rambam in his Perush Mishnayos says, Masha kafal aloshan va'amar al elu mumin shochet nesa b'chor. We said this already. Afal pish amar b'tchas haperek al elu mumin. The way that perek began was, okay, it's upon these mumim that were able to shecht a b'chor. So why do I need the Mishnah now here to summarize? The first line of the Mishnah of the perek was al elu mumin shochet nesa b'chor. And now the Mishnah concludes, why do I have to say that again? So the answer is, says the Rambam, kedei lichlol im ha-mumin shlosha shehosifu, to add, to include in the mumin the three that were added on in Mishneh Ches. In Mishneh Ches, we had our friend Ayala, or maybe Ela, different ways to pronounce his name. Last time we mentioned him was Ayala. The first time we mentioned him was Ela. Aleph, Yud, Lamed, Aleph. He was the expert in Mumin. And he was the mumcha. He was someone who can get pain. And he had added on three in Mishneh Ches to our list. He mentioned the galgal, where the heart, maybe it's the pupil, the size of the eye, whatever it is circular like a human being. The mouth is like a pig, and nital, part of the tongue was taken. So those are all mumin. Rambam said the chachamim didn't agree, didn't hear what he had said. Later, based in did admit to it. And that's why Amishnah is coming to tell us. Indeed, we follow those mumin as well, and that's why we. This statement is mentioned again. Al elu mumin shochet es habachor, even the ones that Ela or Ayala the mumcha added on.